AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Alex Murdoch has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. Jennifer King has details.
Judge Clifton Newman handed down the highest possible sentence short of the death penalty.
I sentence you for the term of the rest of your natural life.
Asked if he had anything to say, Murdoch maintained his innocence.
And I would never, under any circumstances, hurt my son, Pawpaw.
Juror Craig Moyer told ABC News a key piece of evidence was a video on Murdoch's son's phone taken minutes before the killings. Murdoch had insisted for 20 months that he hadn't been at the kennels that night near where the bodies were later found. I'm Jennifer King.
Meantime, a New York man has pleaded guilty in a case stemming from the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Norman Hall has this one.
Thomas Siddick pleaded guilty to assault and theft charges for his role in the attack on Metropolitan Police Officer Michael Fanone. Rioters kicked, punched, grabbed, and shocked Fanone with a stun gun after pulling him away from other officers who were guarding a tunnel entrance on the Capitol's Lower West Terrace. Another rioter threatened to take Fanone's gun and kill him. Fanone's body camera captured Siddick removing the officer's badge and radio. Siddick remains free on bond and will be sentenced in July. Norman Hall, Washington.
New $400 million military aid package for Ukraine. This one includes armored vehicles that can launch bridges. Russian and Ukrainian forces remain entrenched on opposite sides of the Dnieper River. Meantime, President Biden met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House this afternoon.
We've done it in lockstep. Ammunition, artillery, armored tanks, air defense systems, and we've been together throughout this.
Earlier in the day, the president presented the Medal of Honor to an 83-year-old Vietnam veteran, retired Colonel Paris Davis, for actions in 1965 when he refused to board a rescue helicopter.
Sir, he said, I'm just not going to leave. I still have an American out there.
This is AP News. A new crew has arrived at the International Space Station. Donna Warder has the story.
NASA TV recorded the docking, which occurred at 1:40 a.m. Eastern Time.
Dragon, SpaceX on the Big Loop, soft capture confirmed.
The SpaceX capsule and its four astronauts had to wait some 65 feet from the orbiting lab as flight controllers in California scrambled to come up with a software fix for a malfunctioning capsule docking hook. The new crew is from the United States, Russia, and United Arab Emirates. Sultan Al Nayyadi is only the second person from the UAE to rocket into orbit. I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, stocks had their best day since January. The Dow gaining 387 points, 1.2%, the S&P 1.6, the NASDAQ a full 2%. The main indexes all finished higher for the week. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.